25.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Karen Vance.
Here to answer your training questions, your behavior questions. If you have those show dog questions or agility questions, pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There is no better way to bond with your cats, whether you have one, two, three, or four, or more... Then with the special treats. And Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is the way to go. A healthy five-pack saucy terrine snack that is full of a creamy paste that your cats will fall in love with. You can find it at Vitacraft.us, Walmart.com, or in your pet stores. SCOE 10X, the best odor eliminator that you will find out there. And you can only get it on the website at SCOE10X.com. I highly recommend getting it today. Good Pets Foods, natural supplements and treats that your dog will love. Enter the promo code of PETS and get 10% off at goodpetsfoods.com. And if you're looking for a calendar, make sure you check out HoshitBookGroup.com because they have the 2026 animal calendars now. Once again, this is Talkin' Pets. Listening to Talkin' Pets. Once again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Karen Vance.
I'm Lexi Adams.
So we're not jumping on a holiday. There's a reason for that song. It happens to be one of the songs that are in a movie that I reviewed this week, which I will tell you about in just a minute. But it is the holiday season. We are upon it already. I can't believe it's already here. And if you're taking time off on the weekends to go see a movie, you can go check it out. And the top five movies as of last week were...
I assure you we are to the maximus. Watching all the trailers is half the fun. Hope I don't have to pee till the movie's done. Clothes always so sticky, what the heck? Stuck in this hall of sadness and my shoes are all checked. Always looking to my seat, no time is fair. Nobody in front of me better have long hair. Chris Reed, Mark Simpson, your hair's legit. But somewhere in the back is where you're gonna need to sit.
We're going to the movies.
So if you're going to the movies this weekend, you may want to check out Taylor Swift. The official release party of a showgirl.
My bad.
Actually made $34 million, which is pretty good. Taylor is everywhere. And I do have to admit...
I do like her. No, I like her. My
My best friend's obsessed with her.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because I reached out to her this week.
Oh, did you?
To see if she'll come on the show, because she's a big cat.
Big cat person. I've always said we've talked about if we were going to be a cat or a dog. I said if I was a cat, I'd want to be a Taylor Swift cat.
Yep. She loves her kitties. So hopefully, who knows, maybe she'll even tune into it. She might be listening right now, for all we know. But $34 million it made. So it was number one on the opening week. So number two, one battle after another. I heard that movie's not that great, but it made $47 million in 2 weeks. The Smashing Machine, that's the one with The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, made $6 million in its opening week. Not a big take on that one. Gabby's Dollhouse, the movie, $23
million. I love Gabby's Dollhouse.
2 weeks out, $23 million. Not a great take either. But The Conjuring, Last Rites, number five, that's killing it. $169 million in 5 weeks.
Well, it's the season.
Yeah, it is the season. Plus, I think it's the best one. And it's a true story. And it happened in the town next to us where we grew up, where I grew up in Pennsylvania. It happened in Pittston, and I grew up in Manuka, Scranton. And so it was right next door to me. And that's a scary movie.
My parents were from Indiana.
Indiana?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Indiana, Pennsylvania.
I was wondering where the tie-in. I was waiting for something there. But I don't know about any animals in the Taylor Swift thing. One battle, I'm not sure because I didn't see it. I did not see Smashing Machine. Gabby's Dollhouse, of course, has animals in it, cats and all. And The Conjuring had a dog. And I will say, it wasn't treated fair in the one-minute scene that it had. but it's only a movie, but not a great depiction. Why did they have to pick on the dog? That's all I'll say. 818-818-6401 is our number. But I did get to screen a film this week, which I was so looking forward to doing. And I actually got to do it. It is called Roof Man.
Yeah.
And based on the trailers, I thought it was going to be a funny movie. And it was going to be like laugh out loud kind of thing. Boy, was I wrong. And I'm not saying it was bad. It was like more drama than it was comedy. And I have to admit, Channing Tatum does a great job in acting in this movie. He really does. So does Kirsten Dunst. But if you're looking for it to be comedy, it doesn't really kick into a comedy until the part, like maybe the last 40 minutes of the movie, because it's over 2 hours. But it's a true story about a guy that was breaking into McDonald's. He would smash through the roof of McDonald's and go in, rob the place, and leave. That's why they called him the Roof Man. And it's his story, how he broke out of prison and took... he lived in a Toys R Us for about 6 months, and nobody knew he was there. Again, the comedy came in at the point where Dinklage is his name. I can't think of his first name. Peter Dinklage. He did a great job. Funny on this.
He's great.
And all of a sudden, he comes walking out of his office, and here's Channing Tatum, and this is where it got funny, absolutely naked. And
which one?
Channing Tatum. And he didn't know that guy was in the Toys R Us working, and all of a sudden they came face to face with each other. And and it's a pretty long scene.
And Peter Dinklage is like the height of Channing Tatum's waist. Yep. So he's like right there.
And it was right there. And it was,
in case you don't know who Peter Dinklage is.
Yeah, and he's a small person. Yeah, and it was funny, and I have to say, I saw him on a talk show, Channing, and he was talking about it, that, yeah, it's out there. He lost a lot of weight for that scene. Like, he's not as bulked up as he normally is. But, yeah, no, he's nude throughout the whole thing, and he's running around that store naked. And I was laughing. Everybody was laughing. That's when it got funny. And then it was like all of a sudden the writers decided to be a little bit more comical, not only with the nude scene but with some other scenes after that. But, you know, it's a good movie, but it's not the comedy I thought it was going to be. It was more of a drama. So I would say if you want to check it out, but don't just go in there knowing it's not a comedy 100%, because the first hour and 15 minutes is a bit slow and a bit drama. Dark comedy more so than comedy. But the acting was impeccable. So I got to give him that.
I can't wait for Wicked next month, the second one. It's going to be so great.
Yeah, actually, I think some of the critics that I work with as a critic, they're going to L.A. for it. I am not.
It's going to be incredible. The first one was so great. I can't wait to see the second half.
Yeah, no, it actually, I'm sure it's going to be fantastic. And I'm sure it's going to make a ton of money.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure.
But that's the movie. So if you want to go check them out, you want to read my reviews, please do. You can find them at TalkinPets.com under movie reviews, or you can go at Talkin' Pets Radio, which is our social media, and you can read them on Facebook. But once again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Karen Vance.
I'm Lexi Adams.
818-818-6401. We have a story coming up from Karen that you definitely want to hear, because if you have your dogs on this food, you need to take them off, or these treats, I should say, need to take them off of that. So stay tuned. More of Talkin' Pets right around the corner. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lick and Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
In the know, I'm Janet Simmons. BuzzRx medical advisor, Dr. Cedric Jamie Rutland, pulmonary, critical care, and internal medicine physician, shares how you can stay healthy and save money this allergy season.
Spring is notorious for high pollen levels, which can be especially difficult for people with seasonal allergies. Treatment often involves avoiding known allergens and using antihistamines, decongestants, or corticosteroid nasal sprays.
Asthma treatment focuses on controlling airway inflammation and preventing flare-ups.
Using inhaled corticosteroids or rescue inhalers may be a part of your asthma control routine. Check out BuzzRx, a simple solution for saving money on prescription medications. It's a free prescription discount card and app service that allows users to save up to 80% on their medications.
People with a monthly prescription refill can save an average of $1,100 annually. Download the BuzzRx app or visit BuzzRx.com to learn more.
The Ka'anapali Beach Resort on Maui is open, and we are welcoming guests. All properties are taking reservations now. Come visit. Go to KaanapaliResort.com. Experience Ka'anapali Beach Resort on the tropical west side of Maui, just a short drive from the airport. All highways are open. A collection of relaxing resort properties, our award-winning beach, delectable dining, world-class restaurants and activities for everyone, snorkeling, surfing, sailboating, water sports of all kinds, beach and ocean dining, stargazing, beautiful sunsets. sunsets every night. Golf, sun, fun, food, wine, and all in paradise. Visit Ka'anapali Beach Resort on Maui. Relax. Reservations are now available. Start with a visit to ka'anapaliresort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I-Resort.com. The Ka'anapali Beach Resort is waiting for you.
October 3rd, 2025, Best Buy Bones Incorporated of Mount Morris, Michigan, is recalling lots of Nature's Own Pet Chews Bully Bites, 1-pound pet treats in 16-ounce bags, with a shared expiration date of September 2027, because it has the potential to be contaminated with salmonella. Salmonella can affect animals eating the products, and there is risk to humans from handling contaminated pet products, especially if they have not thoroughly washed their hands after having contact with the products or any surfaces that were exposed to these products. Healthy people infected with salmonella should monitor themselves for some or all of the following symptoms: nausea, vomiting, diarrhea or bloody diarrhea, abdominal cramping or fever. Rarely, salmonella can result in more serious ailments, including arterial infections, endocarditis, arthritis, muscle pain, eye irritation, and urinary tract symptoms. Consumers exhibiting these signs after having contact with this product should contact their healthcare providers. Pets with salmonella infections may be lethargic and have diarrhea or bloody diarrhea, fever, and vomiting. Some pets will have only a decreased appetite, fever, and abdominal pain. Infected but otherwise healthy pets can be carriers and infect other animals or humans. If your pet has consumed the recalled product and has these symptoms, please contact your veterinarian. 34 bags of Nature's Own Pet Chews Bully Bites 1-pound pet treats were distributed out of Minnesota and sold through retail stores in Wisconsin after September 23rd. Nature's Own Pet Chews brand Bully Bites, UPC number 7395989007 50, are sold in a 16-ounce resealable pouch, 11 inches high, 9.5 inches wide, 3.5 inches deep on the bottom, and they have a Best Buy date of September 2027 located on a tag at the bottom of the pouch. The lots are 19379, 19380, 19381, and 19382. No illnesses in dogs have been reported to date. The health risk was discovered when samples of the product were collected on September 11, 2025, and tested by the FDA. The product tested positive for salmonella. The company has ceased production and distribution of the product, and the company continues their investigation into what caused the problem. Consumers who purchase these are urged to return them to the place of purchase or destroy the food in a way that children, pets, and wildlife cannot access it. Do not sell or donate the recalled products. Do not feed the recalled products to pets or any other animals. Wash and sanitize pet bowls, cups, and storage containers. Always ensure you wash and sanitize your hands after handling recalled food or any utensils and surfaces that come into contact with recalled food. For more information, call Collect at 810-687-2106, Monday to Thursday, 8 to 5 EST. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Karen Vance.
My theme song.
Water, brown water is flowing from my stinky, stinky, stinky bum.
know, the funny part is I was looking for a song on Salmonella, which there I know there's one out there, but I couldn't find it.
Uh-huh.
One that was clean.
Uh-huh.
No pun intended. But I ended up with one of the side effects of having Salmonella.
Hilarious.
Diarrhea. So it's good to put that out there because there's a lot of times where people don't hear things like that or read it because if you don't go at recalls, you're not going to know about them and then you end up having a huge vet bill for your dog or your cat or whatever it may be about. And I had that happen to me. You know, I host a pet show and a long time ago I had my cats on a very top brand name cat food. It ended up, it was recalled. And sure enough, I found out about it eventually. And I looked at the numbers on the box, and I had the actual ones that needed to be recalled.
I
had like two cases of them.
I'll be darned.
And I was just told to throw them out. And that's I never got, you know, I was mad. I was really mad. And the problem was, for, it was a cat food, and they did not put the taurine in the cat food.
Oh, yep.
And cats have to have taurine
Absolutely.
In their food. So always keep a close eye on recalls, and we try to do that now. So
I had a food make a dog of mine sick twice on two separate occasions because I didn't realize it was the food, and it was never recalled. It's just part of the normal food, their recipe for making that food, so I just don't ever buy that brand at all.
Well, the thing is, too, with that, and that's a good point to bring up, is that also people need to be aware, if you have your pet on a certain food, you can't automatically change them over to a new one, or else they'll have diarrhea, and they will be vomiting, and not necessarily because they're sick, but because you change the food too fast.
Yeah.
You got to slowly introduce the new food with the old food until they're used to eating it. So don't be alarmed if all of a sudden they start pooping everywhere or, you know, yeah, that kind of stuff.
Who
because
did that?
That's what it'll do. On that note,
let the games begin!
So this is Name That Animal Sound. If you can identify this creature, then you can win a prize. And we have Lick and Lap and Purr Sticks by Vitacraft for your cats. We also do have, and my favorite, SCOE 10X, the odor eliminator. If you've got pets, I'm telling you, if you don't have this in your household, then you're making a mistake. SCOE 10X, you can win a bottle of that. We do have the dog treat supplements from Good Pets Foods. Those will come out to you. You can try those. We have a collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets. We have a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. It's a reptile CD. We just got the new Chicken Soup for the Soul book, Pets, Pets, Pets. We also do have one on dogs, but this Pets, Pets, Pets one looks really cute. We have an elephant bracelet, and we do have a Stitch and a NFL. They're for your, like, what do you call those? Tumblers. They go on your tumblers. And they're by Silly Beads by Kayla.
I thought it was a bracelet.
No, that'd be a really skinny wrist. But they're really cool. They're very adorable. So you can go with one of those. And we do have 2026 calendars. We have the cat travel calendar. And I think we have a dog calendar as well. If you can identify this sound. I will tell you, we've never used that sound on the show before, so I'll give you a hint. The beginning letter for this creature begins with a C. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. That's the number to call. Play the game and win something. This is Talkin' Pets.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, friends. John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated, and it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today, and that's SCOE10X.com.
Is gold on a roll? How about silver? Should you buy or sell? Buying precious metals may be just the right thing for you in these uncertain financial times. Bitcoin could also be just the right investment for you right now. And what about stocks? There are some terrific sleepers out there. You need help and information. If you want to understand and predict the investment markets, precious metals, crypto, equities, real estate, and truly understand the coming digital currency world, get informed. Subscribe to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get your free financial report at the same time. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com. That's strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Get informed and download your free financial report today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
A visiting professor at Harvard Law School told police that he was hunting rats when he was arrested October 1st for firing a pellet gun near a Jewish temple during a Yom Kippur service. The law professor, Carlos Portugal Gudeva, was placed on administrative leave after his arrest as the law school seeks to learn more about this matter, a spokesperson told Law.com. Gouve was charged with illegally discharging a pellet gun, disturbing the peace, disorderly conduct, and damage to personal property. The damage charge was for allegedly shattering a window on a car parked next to the temple, according to a police report posted by Law.com. The temple was placed on lockdown when security guards heard the shots. Gouveia admitted to using the pellet rifle to hunt rats in the area, the police report said. He was advised that it was unsafe to do so and to be aware of the alarm that he had caused. Police and synagogue officials don't think anti-Semitism is a factor. If the responding officers had believed that anti-Semitism had been a factor in Mr. Gouveia's actions, they would have charged him with a hate crime, said Paul Campbell, a spokesman from the Brooklyn Police Department in Massachusetts, in an email to the New York Times. Based upon their investigation, they did not submit any bias-based charges. Gouveia is a law professor in Brazil. His lawyer, Vikas S. Dahar, told the New York Times that the matter is a total misunderstanding of an entirely innocent situation. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Karen Vance.
When the rats run out of the building, when the rats run out of the building, when the rats run out of the building's gonna fall. When the building falls, when the building, when the building falls, when the building, when the building falls, when the building, the man paves over the rats. And the rats all scream at the blood on their cheeks, and they run around scared on the fresh concrete, and the maze gets tall, but the rent goes cheap.
The National Dog Show will introduce a new breed, the Danish-Swedish Farm Dog, this year as part of the annual two-hour TV special immediately following the Macy's Day Parade this year on Thanksgiving. The Danish-Swedish farm dog, is part of the working group, is now eligible for thousands of American Kennel Club AKC dog shows in the United States, competing with over 200 other breeds for breed group and best in show titles. Within the last two decades, the AKC has certified over 40 new breeds as eligible for competition. The newly authorized breed will compete for best in show from the working group category as NBC's two-hour special airs from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. in all time zones. The broadcast reaches over 20 million people on America's most family-centric holiday. The Danish-Swedish farm dog is an energetic, hardworking, multi-purpose breed that ornates from Denmark and southern Sweden. Used primarily on farms for vermin control, they could also be found hunting or herding. The Danish-Swedish farm dog is a highly coordinated, intelligent, and athletic dog. While quick on their paws, these beloved dogs are super friendly and relish taking on any challenges. An open-minded, quick-to-learn style allowed the breed to earn a spot in old-time circus shows and is now loved by families and dog sport personalities. The dog was entered into the AKC Foundation Stock Services Program in 2011 and has since competed in agility, barn hunt, fly ball, herding, lure coursing, nose work, obedience, and rally tracking and AKC FSS open shows. The national dog shows take place at the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center in Oaks, PA on November 15th and 16th. Tickets for the weekend of shows are available at www.nds.nationaldogshow.com. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
On Danish fields and Swedish farms so wide, a little dog worked with a heart full of pride, chasing rats, herding sheep, standing guard by the door, a faithful friend to families, their love he bore. You're the newest breed and the best of all. In circuses he dazzled with tricks up his sleeve. A versatile companion more than you.
So I gotta say, can you believe that there's actually a song?
Yeah, because
this
sounds
farm dog.
Yeah, this sounds AI. That's why. No offense, but it sounds like an AI song. It sounds like one of the songs I used to make.
No, I didn't make it, though.
No, I know you didn't. I know you found it. I'm saying someone probably made it, and it's probably made by AI, because it's so super specific, too, that... And
it's perfect.
It's perfect, yeah. So I'm guessing that's probably someone made it.
Somebody read the press release and figured we're going to be needing it.
Yeah, exactly.
And they were right, because when I found it, I was like,
yeah, it's
wow.
A great song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It's a good song.
Yeah.
It's upbeat, too. Mm-hmm. We're going to go out to Idaho, and we're going to talk to Marie. Hi, Marie. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing good. So you're the only one right now, and I'm surprised. But I think this sound is very tough for people, and I didn't really give much of a hint other than the first letter of the name of this creature is a C, and it sounds like this. So I'm going to be surprised myself if you get it, but what do you think it is, Marie?
I think it's a cheetah.
Oh, close.
You think a cheetah is the answer to that sound?
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
Sorry, Marie.
Oh.
It is incorrect. Cool. But you know what? Since there's nobody behind you, I'm going to play strike three with you. So, one strike.
Give her a better hint.
Okay.
Okay. They're kind of about the size of a small dog. They've been in the news a lot, and you'll see them at like zoos or even sometimes aquariums, but they're land mammals mostly. Mm. They'll go in water, but they're not a water animal. I have a really good hint.
Okay.
What is your good hint?
My good hint is it's the world's largest rodent.
world's largest rodent.
I was going to go there, but I thought that was too easy.
It's not.
I don't know what the world's largest rodent is.
See?
So, yeah.
So, what do you think? Do you know what that one is now, Marie?
No.
See? It's hard.
And she's not fast like me. You can't Google that quickly if you're not good with your thumbs.
I think a lot of people would like to have them as a pet because they are very docile and very friendly. And they're brown in color.
I don't have an answer.
They're like 50 shades of brown. A joke in that one. But they are brown. What do you think? Begins with a C.
How many letters are in the animal?
Okay, I'll give you that. There's okay. 8 letters. C plus 7 letters.
Oh. Gosh, I don't know.
They eat it in South America.
Yeah, I wouldn't be eating it, but...
They eat guinea pigs,
too. Because it is part of the rodent family.
People eat them?
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Some people think when the first time they've seen them...
dear.
Some people think that they're huge rats.
Uh-huh.
But they're not.
No, I don't have an answer. Shoot.
Marie, sorry. But I wanted to play strike three with you, but no idea. All right, well, thanks for taking a shot, maybe on another one, but thanks for trying on that one. So we'll open it up now, so I think maybe somebody might have figured it out. 818-818-6401 is the number. Marie didn't get it. 818-818-6401. It is the first time we've played that sound on the show, and I think they're very adorable because I was recently at the, I was at the Clearwater Marine Aquarium, and they had them there. And they were absolutely adorable. And people were petting them, and they were very friendly. 818-818-6401.
They have a cafe in St. Pete, Florida.
Really?
Yeah.
These animals have their own cafe?
Where you can go in there with them.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
They have a whole bunch of... Oh, my gosh!
So... I'm telling you, they're going to turn mm-hmm. into a pet. I know them.
Yep.
I know they're going to, because they are so docile and all. But I think Rocky knows what it is in Dayton, Washington, and we're going to go to Rocky. Rocky, what is it?
What? Hello, is that a capybara?
Woo! Congratulations, Rocky. Rocky knows his animals.
Mm-hmm.
Marie was stuck. I couldn't actually give too many more tips without giving it away, but you got it, the capybara. They're adorable. They're absolutely adorable.
They are.
What do you want to go with, Rocky? Something you haven't won in the last 90 days.
Well,
and we haven't.
A calendar sounded good.
We do have. Let me see which ones I have. And I do have a cat calendar. Still available. And then I also have another cat calendar, travel cats or just a regular cat calendar. What do you think? The travel cats is kind of cool because it shows different parts of the country or the world.
Yeah, let's go with travel cats.
You got it coming out to you. We're going to ship that to you, Rocky. So stay on the line, speak with Sydney. We'll get your address, and it's for 2026, of course, because I would not send you a 2025. so enjoy the calendar. That's Rocky out there in Dayton, Washington. He got that. Karen, did you pick a calendar yet?
No, I did not.
Oh, well, I'll have to have you pick one, because you get one as well.
Thank you. It's
a capybara. But I'll tell you, after seeing them and being by them, I hate to say it, but it makes me kind of want one as a pet.
Should have made a capybara calendar.
They're big guinea pigs.
Yeah.
That's essentially what they are. It's just giant guinea pigs.
But you said they eat them where?
In South America. Because they eat guinea pigs.
Well, they do. In Peru. Guinea pigs are a delicacy in Peru. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, it sounds like this is about the same as a delicacy for that.
I can't remember who it was, whether it was Dr. Katie or a friend of mine, but they said they were in Peru. They walked into a grocery store. And in the meat department was shelves and shelves of guinea pigs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I would die. I just couldn't imagine it.
I can't remember.
Live ones?
No, dead. Like skin.
I don't know if that's worse, though.
Yeah. No, I just, I don't know. People like what they like, I guess. Well, once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. It's 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. I've been doing pretty good with, like, 15 stitches in my mouth and the loss of a tooth. But I can't whistle. I found that out today when I tried to whistle at one of my parrots. It's like that tooth took my whistle away. But now to figure it out. Once again, this is Talkin' Pets.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X, and that's SCOE 10X. the best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works. Melvin and fellow traveler Larry Henrine said their canoe safari started off as an incredible adventure, but it took an unexpected turn as they approached a herd of elephants. We kept telling that they were kind of getting a little annoyed at our presence, Melvin said. And then, just in the blink of an eye, things kind of changed. What we did not see was the mom with the two babies. They were hidden in some tall grass, but out of sight. Within minutes, the mother elephant began charging at the tourist group. Melvin and Henrine said they escaped with the help of their guides, but moments later, the elephant, which could have weighed up to 10,000 pounds, trampled another fellow tourist, who thankfully survived. She was pushed in to the nearby water twice and held under, and if it wasn't for the water, she would not be with us today. The water acted as a cushion for the woman and also helped conceal her from the elephant. Ron McGill, a good friend of the show, Talkin' Pets, a communications director of Zoo Miami, said the woman who was trampled is lucky to be alive. That patron was incredibly lucky that this happened in the water, because generally speaking, elephants, what they do when they go after somebody is they literally try to mash them into the ground. Experts say an elephant guarding calves is considered to be one of the most dangerous animals in the wild. There's nothing more dangerous than an elephant mother with young calves, McGill said. They're incredibly protective. I think it's important that people understand you need to respect distance. You need to give animals distance. Henrine and Melvin say they're thankful they survived the incident. I thought for sure I was dead. And then once I was safe, it was just jubilation. I was very happy to be alive. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Elephants, 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 elephants. She's big and friendly. Wrinkled and gray.
Elephant.
And with her great big feet, better get out of the way of the elephant.
Elephant.
Every sound in the jungle, the elephant hears with her floppy king-sized elephant ears. Got a trunk for a nose as long as a hose. The elephant.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Once again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Karen Vance.
I'm Lexi Adams.
And give us a call at 818-818-6401 with any questions or comments. And by the way, if you want to see that video, it's on my homepage at TalkinPets.com, our website. No G in the talking, TalkinPets.com. And I'll tell you, if you look at that video, I would have pooped myself probably. But more so, I think I would have jumped out of that canoe. These people continued to sit in the canoe, and the one guy continued to hold the camera. And I was like, are you insane? You have to see the video. I mean, this elephant is coming right at them. And that's 10,000 pounds of, you know, animal that's going to crush you. Mm-hmm. So have you seen it on the news or anything?
No, I don't watch the news.
You have to see, over the break, you're going to have to go on TalkingPets.com and see the video. It is frightening. But, you know, I always want to go to Africa, which I do. But I do question a lot on some predicaments or whatever that they put people in. And I know a lot of people that went, and they never had a problem. But never say never.
Yeah, that's not a place I want to go.
And you never mess around with...
I guess I want to go to Egypt.
With babies.
But that doesn't feel like Africa to me.
No.
Like, when I think of Egypt, I don't think Africa. Even though it's in Africa, I don't think of that. I just think of pyramid. It's like a whole different world.
Have you seen... My friend Brian from high school sent me a video, and I did not put it on ours, because I forget why. But there was a guy sitting on his porch on a rocking chair, an older gentleman. Mm-hmm. He started to... Well, he fell asleep. And here's a bear... I was going to say an elephant. Here's a bear that climbs up the rail of the porch, leans over the rail, and starts to lick his face.
Oh.
And the guy wakes up, and there's the bear. And the bear got so startled from the guy that it fell off the porch and then ran
Thank
away.
God.
Yeah, I mean, could you
Thank
imagine?
Thank God it didn't get startled and bite his face
exactly.
off.
Exactly. Lucky with that one, but it was funny to watch it, though. But then I think, you know, in this day and age, you don't know what's true and what's not.
I'm totally going to that capybara cafe thing. This looks so cool.
Yeah,
I gotta take my kids. They have so many things there.
I gotta get them on the show.
If you're local, it's so. In the St. Pete area, but it looks pretty neat.
So. Well, there's cat cafes all over the country now.
I'm sure there's stuff. They have in Texas, I've seen, where you can, like, have an otter encounter on my bucket list.
Otters are one of the more angry animals out there.
No, these ones are cute, and they are friendly and babies, so they're like, beep, 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 squeaking, and they're, like, running around to the people. They're so
cute. See, you put yourself in that predicament where you're going to be attacked.
I don't care. If I get attacked by otters, I will die happy.
I do like otters. They are
they're
cool.
They're so cute.
So how do you take, Karen, you got about a minute and a half, but, you know, we were talking about putting yourself in the wrong predicament. But people will do that with dogs as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, if going into a yard, you know, or interrupting an animal when it's eating that you don't know, like, and just by people, when you're walking your dog, for people to walk up to your dog and automatically pet them without saying, is it okay to pet your dog? You don't know if that dog's a biter.
No, you don't. And my favorite thing for that, if you happen to have one of these dogs, here's your story. It's being treated for ringworm and might be contagious. And even parents will move very fast to get their small children away from your dog.
That
it's wonderful.
That is a good idea.
Yes, it's wonderful. Works great.
That is actually a good little thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing that, you know, it's one thing when people start petting somebody's dog, because I know better. I always say, can I touch your dog? Can I pet your dog?
The possession thing.
But if it's a service dog, like a working dog, you don't touch them.
Correct.
And there is no asking a question. You just leave them alone. Mm. Ignore them as best as you can. Because
I don't. I go, they're so cute, and then I keep walking.
Well, that's okay. But as long as you're not reaching out and trying to cuddle them.
No, I don't.
They're on a job.
Yeah.
So, and you got to respect that. So once again, thanks for joining us in this hour of Talkin' Pets. From myself, John Patch.
Karen Vance.
Lexi Adams.
We say goodbye for now. Don't forget, spay and neuter your pets. And, by the way, if you are going to adopt a pet, go to your local shelter or rescue and make sure you get one there. From all of us here in Talkin' Pets, thanks for joining us in this hour of Talkin' Pets.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.